tell me whether you were still making the traditional paper?
Yes. Us in Cuthbert's, we had two main production lines, number one machine and number two machine. Number one machine was a larger machine installed in mid-1950s. Number two machine was a smaller machine, and that was installed, I would say, in the early 1900s. And it was a lovely machine. And number two machine, all the time, they stayed making basic papers. Writing paper, check papers, security papers. On number one machine, say out of a cycle of 4 weeks, we would do 2 weeks normal paper and 2 weeks industrial papers. When I talk about security papers, we made a lot of check paper for different banks, and there were security features built into that. If you tried to forge a check or alter the writing on it, you'd use bleach and the whole thing would go black and discoloured. So you couldn't, that was out. And then we made traveller's checks, big companies' traveller's checks, one of the biggest ones in the world. And we used to add these chemicals that would change colour if they were messed around with. And also invisible and visible nylon fibres, coloured nylon fibres. The invisible ones would only show up under ultraviolet lamp. And that was big business. We made some banknote paper, not for this country. We made banknote paper for Egypt, Thailand, and maybe more. And that was mostly made with rag. That was a rag content paper for strength, the banknote paper. It used to involve tests. We had folding machines. You put a strip of paper in and you would fold it and record how many times it folded before it broke. And it had to reach a certain figure before it was acceptable. So, because it was quite strong. We made paper for maps. So that was used outside in all winds and weathers. So it had to be strong in the water. So that was wet strength. Had a chemical added to hold its strength when it was wet. And we made lots of the well-known writing papers. The big one, Basildon, Basildon Bond, we made that. And then gradually, the number one machine, industrial papers took over, you know, went from 2 weeks out of 4 to 3 weeks. And now it's full-time on industrial papers.
What do you call industrial papers?
Laminates for furniture and all things like that. Wall coverings where they imitate wood panels. And that is big business. That is all over the world now. They export all over the world. Yeah.